Dan, is it later yet? I mean, the NBA finals start today. We still haven't gotten a prediction from you. Today, the ESPN analysts put out all their predictions. Sedano, friend of the show, predicted that the Lakers were going to win in seven. Then someone told him that he doesn't have the guts, and he's gone on this long, like, five-tweet explanation as to why he made the picks and
Weird.
why this pick was so difficult for him, and it's his worlds colliding and where his kids were born and how he's taking it way too
Wait a minute. Do
seriously.
we
I
need to
feel
call
like
Sedano and call him out? Like, do we need to call Sedano and have him explain himself?
I'm amazed
Well,
that Sedano still cares about this stuff. Like, he
what?
gives a pick and people react to it, and he still cares
But
about the
he went
reaction.
the other way, though, when it was in a text with me. I asked him specifically about the Heat links, and he went the other way. He has changed his pick
Really?
because of his Los Angeles allegiances.
Wow. Do you want to hear what his explanation was? So he picked Lakers in seven, and then someone said, "No guts." At Sedano. And if you know one thing about George Sedano, you do not accuse him of not having guts because he will respond a lot. And he said, "It's not about guts, it's taking any emotion out of it. I've never done more research and putting out a prediction. I think it's going to be very close. So much so, I think Heat win game one. In the end, I came back to LeBron and AD. Two top five players on same team to close it." That was tweet one. Now tweet two. "No matter who I picked, someone was going to be mad. I couldn't worry about that. I went with what my brain told me. Can the Heat win? Of course. That's why I actually believe it goes the distance. It's why I picked the Heat in every series to this point, despite the mockery." That was tweet two. Now tweet three. "This series is the perfect collision of my worlds. Miami made me and LA has formed me. My firstborn, we flew my wife, an LA native from
Holy
Canada."
shit,
Wait a minute,
man.
wait
Are
a
you
minute,
kidding
wait a
me?
minute,
Is
wait a
this
minute.
3 of 300?
Where
I
are
mean,
you in this? What is happening here? Why is
we're talking
Sedano's
about his child's birthday.
Wait,
Come on. Show some respect
he's
here.
Taking us back to the beginning.
There are five tweets.
I also thought it was the opposite thing. I thought LA made him, but Miami formed him. So this
No,
my world
no,
is rocked.
Miami made him, but LA has formed me. My firstborn, we flew my wife, an LA native, from Connecticut to Miami to birth my daughter there. It was that important to us. My son, born
Why
in
are we
LA,
doing this? What is he doing?
because
What
it was equally as important to us. Final tweet. "We are all fans. It's why I got into this business and cherish every moment of working in it. However, the job requires objectivity. I've made no bones about it. Said it on radio for 2 days. I'm rooting for the Heat. Made an on-air bet about it. But I picked the Lakers because I believe it." And then a peace sign emoji.
All right.
Okay, this is
covered all his
unbelievable.
bases.
Mike, I have just reached out to Sedano and asked that he call the studio line right now, and he is saying that he will call because I can't believe how seriously he is
Poor
taking
guy,
all of
man. He's
this.
really struggling with this.
I can't
The
believe
guest line is ringing.
I can't
But he
believe
had
it.
The
It
guts,
says
Dan.
on the guest line caller ID, it says smiling face with a hidden agenda. Hang on.
Oh. Traitor doesn't say traitor.
Wow.
No, doesn't say vegan.
All right, you guys let him have it. You guys let him have it here.
Kale smoothies, guy.
All right, we're now joined by George Sedano on the smiling faces with hidden agendas line.
Covered all his bases.
For the love of God.
Yeah.
Unbelievable, Jorge.
What'd you do?
Someone accused you of not having the guts, and you turned out to be a real fraud, Sedano.
Why am I a fraud? Because I'm rooting for the Heat, but my brain says the Lakers are going to win?
Yeah.
And Miami made him, but LA formed him. Sedano, I feel bad for you with how much you're struggling with this pick and the fact that you had to explain to these hooligans why, you know, you picked the Lakers over the Heat. Which, by the way, Dan, we're still waiting on his prediction.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I bet Stugatz picked the Lakers in four anyway.
I got the Heat in five. I said that on this show. I've said the Lakers 4, 5, 6, and 7 on four other shows across the country. So I got all my bases.
Yeah, I mean, you had the Celtics in four in the last series, so that's why I was wondering.
That
but
was
I figured
here, but I also
call...
had the Heat in six somewhere else. So,
oh, I see. I figured this call was coming at some point. I was expecting it. I was waiting. I thought it was going to be on the podcast that Mike was going to give me all sorts of shit. So I thought that that would be where
even
this would
Bill Simmons picked the Heat in six.
Of course, he picked the Heat in six because he hates the Lakers. Like, he's a Celtics fan.
Unlike you, who that's apparently emotion. Loves the Lakers since you've gone to Los Angeles and were formed there.
No, Dan, this them. Job requires objectivity.
I am. Thank you, Billy. I am betrayed by you, Jorge. Jorge Sedano, I am betrayed by you. How dare you aspire to objectivity? How dare you try to bring in rationale when the Miami Heat are playing in NBA Finals? I am burned by you, and I don't really want to include you in the next edition of Basketball's Most Brilliant Minds. There, I said it.
Oh my God!
Oh my goodness!
Okay, that's fine because I'm going to be on the jump tomorrow, so I was squeezing you in anyway.
Oh no!
Wow. Oh, the
oh
jump!
Holy basketball guy
wearing
now.
A turtleneck there too.
That's just
now.
Lakers propaganda. I would like to announce right now that I am starting my own Miami Heat offshoot for ESPN. It is called The Bump.
Wait a second. Dan has never looked so confused in his life.
Sedano, I'm hurt. I am hurt by Sedano becoming the guy who just said, well, I've got the jump now. He's Dan Patrick. He's Rich Eisen. He's climbed above all of us. And he's like, I'm sorry, I don't have time for you guys. I'm going to be on the jump.
Slapping Mike around with his resume.
All right, it's all right. The mayor of Heat Island, Amin El Hassan, and Izzy Gutierrez and Zach Harper will all join me on the bump.
Okay, well, you guys can have fun on the bump then, if that's the case. Listen, you have no idea how much I sat there. Like, so ESPN sends me this email and is like, you got to make your pick. And I'm like, well, how long do I have? And they're like, they gave me like a deadline. I literally waited till 1 minute before the deadline to send in my pick. Like, I'm not even joking.
Because
like,
you were
waited.
Researching, right?
I can
right?
show you the screenshot. What's that?
You were doing all that research, right? You said it's the most research you've ever done.
I really done. Did. Yeah. I Stugatz all these picks. I'm always like, Heat and this or whatever and that, you know. This one, I'm like, you know what? I'm actually going to do like a tail of the tape like Nick Bakay used to do on SportsCenter.
But Sedano.
Nick Bakay. That's all right, you brought me back, Jorge.
Nick Bakay.
Hold on. But Sedano, we have, like, after all of the years, all of us have climbed through and to ESPN and the jump together. After all of these years of learning from each other, and I know you know your basketball, but you must know that we don't know shit about how these things are going to turn out, no matter how much research
shit
we do.
That you're going to end up eating, Jorge Sedano.
No. Spoken as true heart pickers and not brain pickers.
Listen, you know, like, Dan, you of all people, okay, you are the most rational person, most emotionless person that I know, okay, when it comes to sports. So much so that it infuriates me sometimes, and it infuriates your audience, clearly, and clearly your colleagues, too, that are sitting there with you. However, you tell me, there's one team with two top five players on its roster right now. You're the one that says the teams that win these things are the teams with the best players, and the best two players on the floor are AD and LeBron every single time. As great as Bam has been, as great as Jimmy has been, the best two players are those guys. And that's what it boils down to every time. And it sucks. I've made a bet here. Even though I picked the Lakers, I bet everyone on my LA station that I would cater the entire goddamn place with Cuban food, with the one place in this godforsaken town that I live in that has
that formed
authentic
you. Formed
Cuban
you.
Food.
I mean, your child had to be born there.
It did. It did. And you know what? It did, because there's a lot of stuff going on in Miami right now that we can get into some other time off the air that I don't agree with. Nonetheless,
we should have that conversation
now. I bet all those mofos.
Another Marlin hater over here.
I bet all those mofos that the Heat would still win. I am on an LA radio station picking the Lakers, but yet telling them at every turn that I want the Lakers to lose, which is not endearing me to anybody around here.
You want them to lose, but you think they're going to win, which is my conundrum,
yes.
Which is how we come upon you, because Billy's been telling me to make a pick here that's objective and not emotional.
You're going
to
do it.
Because he is seeing through me here. I don't want to make this pick because of how I like these Miami Heat people. And because these Miami Heat
do
people,
me a favor, just pick the Heat.
Yeah, but you also like being right more than your relationship.
I also like being right, which makes it very hard.
Where were your kids born, Dan?
And throughout history, I
have
not been tainted by his Los Angeles kale smoothie salad lifestyle. I have found myself in a place where, throughout history, logically, what Sedano is saying is so. But Heat and Six.
What?
Let's go, Dan!
Yeah!
Thank you.
Wow. He said mofo.
Heaton's sick.
Usually when he says mofo, it's for mofongo.
Holy shit.
But he actually said a word.
I can't believe he did that.
Yeah.
He's going to be wrong.
I hope Mateo but cries.
Guts.
Just a gut.
I love that Mike threw a mofongo in there. That made me laugh, actually. Though I believe Cubans call it fufu.
Yeah. Mofongo is really more Puerto Rican. But either way, Miami's a melting pot.
Yeah.
Do you actually want to delve into the Masvidal Cuban Trump waters? Because this is...
Let me tell you something. That nothing made my blood boil than seeing that more. I am done with Jorge Masvidal. And I love his team. I love the Kawa brothers. Those are my guys. I literally knew them before they even got into agenting. But Masvidal's done with me. I'm sorry.
It's brutal, though, Jorge. So he's sitting here and
And it's not even the Trump stuff. It's the QAnon stuff that drives me insane. Like, what are we doing here? Like, we're legitimizing conspiracy theories? Like, get out of here with that. Like, you can vote for whoever you want, even though I don't want to get into that part of it. But that stuff has its own landmines around it, which I don't necessarily agree with all of it. But the QAnon stuff, even just take the political stuff out of it. The QAnon stuff is the stuff that drives me up the wall, because how do you legitimize something so utterly stupid and ridiculous?
Sounds like someone that's running in Hollywood circles.
Yeah. Dan, can you help me out here? Should I be done with Masvidal? I mean...
Well, I think you should ask Sedano here, because...
Sedano, should I be
ours
done?
Ours is an uncomfortable affiliation now with Masvidal, because he's now doing something that's legitimately dangerous. Like, all of this has been fun and games the entire times that we've been doing this, but when he says he's done with Masvidal, like, that's something that we have to now start considering as well, because what he's doing at this point is dangerous.
George, should I cut bait with Masvidal? And if so, does that mean I can get a haircut now?
Yeah, you got to cut bait. I mean, you're the closest one to him, for the love of God. Did you walked into a weight thing with him, right?
I did. I'm supposed to be the corner man for his next fight. He also, he was the babysitter to my children a couple of nights.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Unless you want your children to be conspiracy theorists, I don't know if that's probably a smart move.
Are you done with Masvidal and Gase?
Well, I've been done with Gase for a couple of days. I mean,
my God. Listen, you guys and your affinity for Gase, like, you guys let that guy fool you. Like, both of you, you and Stugat, Dan, I was stunned you let that guy fool you.
What do you mean?
Charm you the way he did. That guy is the biggest freaking... Can I curse here? Can I curse? And
I would be careful, McVay guy.
That guy is the biggest phony in the world, okay, Adam Gase. I mean, get the f*** out of here with that shit.
Were you allowed to curse? I don't know that you got permission to curse there. Did you get permission?
I did not give him permission.
He did it anyway. Yeah. Basically.
He was mofongo instead.
Didn't Gase just end up coming by the Clevelander one time? Like,
yes,
that's all it took.
You guys, just one time. You guys are such phony. You call me a fraud and a phony. You let Adam Gase charm you into thinking he was a good coach just because Peyton Manning liked him. Those are the things you usually mock everyone else for, Dan. I'm stunned you let that happen.
Mike and I were playing a fun game earlier, if you want to join in. Name the best player. When the Jets and Broncos take the field Thursday night, name the best player on the field. Have fun.
I settled it on Bradley Chubb. Your thoughts?
Berrios.
Is Jerry Jeudy playing?
It's an injured Jerry Jeudy.
Mark Rippon's son's playing quarterback.
Like, that is such a terrible matchup. Yeah, I can't name you one Jet. I got to be honest with you. I mean, well, Le'Veon Bell, right? Is he playing?
Yeah, Darnold, right.
Yeah, Darnold? I mean, listen, that poor kid, he fell into that trap too, just like you guys, seduced by Gase.
He really flipped this around, and it's a total weak spot that he got us on. Like, it's totally fair, but it sort of obscures what he did here as a traitor to Miami and this entire shipping container. Mike, he thinks you're going to lose.
I know. I don't know if he's kowtowing to his Hollywood elite over there, or if he truly believes this. It's hard to tell. The lines are blurred right now. But I will say, I'm hurt by this, because you're applying logic and reason to a Miami Heat series, and that goes totally counterculture to what this culture has been built on. We don't apply logic and reason. We just pick Heat in five.
Change your pick. George,
change it.
Call in and change your
Heat
pick.
Heat in five.
Change your pick.
Change your pick.
Come on, change George. Call in and pick. Change your pick. Just change your pick.
Change your pick.
Guys, I think we should take the shit test with George.
Yeah, you eat a piece of shit.
Yeah,
if the Lakers lose, you eat a piece of shit, Jorge.
Yemen or dog? I mean,
Animal of my choosing.
Okay.
Is that let's make that the bet. Let's make that the bet.
Do you want to make this worse? Do you want me to make you feel worse?
No.
I picked LeBron for MVP.
I thought you were gonna say you picked the Cubs.
Yeah, that would have been worse.
Change your pick.
Change your pick, George.
Just call in and change your pick.
It's a game seven, George. Anything can happen. Just say
Miami, seven games, quadruple overtime.
How about I do this? How about I pull a Stugatz and just go on the jump tomorrow and say Heat in seven?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
That works.
Just say it publicly and loudly.
But if you don't do it, you eat shit. I mean,
a piece of actual shit.
No, that's not happening.
No, I can put it in my phone though.
Billy, wait a minute. You haven't skated yet. What's your bet with Sarah Spain going to be, Billy?
All bets are off today.
Winds are blowing out 20 miles per hour.
Come on, Billy.
I actually think the Marlins can win that series.
That's right. Thank you, George. Welcome back. You're now in on this bet with Sarah.
He doesn't have a radio show in Chicago. That's all that's happened there. He doesn't have to go on the set to do the jump in Chicago.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Dan, what I'm telling you is literally everyone is mad at me right now. Everyone's mad at me because Miami people are mad at me because I picked the Lakers at seven. The Lakers people are mad at me because it's like, yeah, you picked them, but you're still rooting against them. And it's like, I can't win, so f*** it, whatever. I'm just sticking with it. Deal with it.
No, you said you were going to change it, though. You weren't going to stick with it. You were going to pick it. You're going to do that on the jump tomorrow. You're going to make it still, I think, the Heat will win in seven, right?
What if I do it on the bump instead?
You got to do it on the jump.
Well, you're not invited on the bump anymore. Right.
Unless you do it on the jump.
You have been cast out of the bump. You have been excised. You have been deported.
Unless you want to be disingenuous on the jump and placate the Heat fans, then my comrades on the bump will welcome you in with open arms.
Look at that. See, I've already been re-invited again.
Yeah, but only if you do.
Only if you do.
There's conditions, though. You've got to, I don't think Sinan will do it. I think he takes it too seriously. Like, I think that he believes in his research, and he's in a tough spot in Los Angeles because, of course, people in Los Angeles are going to be mad at him.
George, let me be very clear on what you need to do. Otherwise, you're eating shit. You need to go on the jump tomorrow, and you need to say the Heat in seven. Then you avoid eating shit, and Mike welcomes you back with open arms,
right,
to the bump.
Right.
Well, but the bump actually would go on before the jump, so there's that part of the equation too.
I mean, you keep mentioning that you're going on the jump. You know, the basketball's most brilliant minds thing. It's a bit of a rib. I think you're taking it literally.
Oh, I don't know. I think you included. We are basketball's brilliant minds.
All right, you're invited on the
bump. Wait a minute.
You made a lot of good points there. You should listen to Jorge.
Make him do the jump thing. Make him eat shit.
All right, bye.
Later.
Sedano is not going to go on the jump and stake his reputation like Stugatz is encouraging Sedano to be Stugatz. Just make different picks in different places. Don't pay any attention to any of it. And Sedano's like, no, I'm a serious basketball guy. I wear a suit on my Zoom calls when I'm doing the jump.
But I do that because no one's paying attention.
And also your credibility doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true too.
Sedano has been fighting all his life to be a credible sports ESPN Cuban person on basketball.
And now everyone hates him.